כל המספדה בדברים ובגומר ריבו לעזוב, הרי זה דומה לטובל ושרץ ביבו, שאין התפילה מועלס לו עד שישליך השרץ. וכן הוא אומר, מודה ועוזב ירוחם. That even though he pointed out that the motivation for tshuva can be a motivation of shlogo shem tshuva, but from yira, kishalon koach, yom hamisa, and b'chol, it's not the tshuva gemura, but it's a tshuva, but there, in terms of vidui, there's no possibility of vidui without going through a process, without the halacha base, ma'ya tshuva, yazo, chote cheto, yisnachem, only after that process is really meaningful. Otherwise, it's simply, it's nothing. It's meaningless. It's worse than meaningless. V'tzarech lufrot etachet shenemar ona Hashem ona chato ha'am hazecha tor gedola v'yasu lahem Elohei zahav. We're going out from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not enough to say chato ha'am. You have to explain what was the chet v'yasu lahem Elohei zahav. That's not so pashut. It's machokas tanoim. That's the day of Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Akiva says, Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, Kesef Mishnah quotes it, Ashrei Nasui Pesha Kesui Chata'a, that there's room for Busha to enter into the picture, to say, Ashamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu, that's one thing. However, to be Mefaret, the exact details, that already, it would be better that remains sanua between an individual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see that the Rambam does paskin somewhat like Rabbi Akiva, but in a different context, not in this context. Even though it's very strange, it goes against the rules. Generally, paskin halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, and here we have machlokas one-on-one between Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Akiva. But Rambam felt that from the whole sugya over there, it was mashma that one requires piru tachet, like he pointed out in Perek Aleph. Chatasi avisi pshati lefanecha v'asisi kach v'kach. The kach v'kach, that's the piru tachet. Sif dalet midarkei hatshuva lihios hashav tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem bebechi v'tachanunim. The Rav, when he learned this, wanted to say that the tzoek tamid, that's slichos. That part of the process of tshuva is to say slichos. Certainly one can say that, but on a level of pshat, when a person realizes how close he came to the brink, he almost lost his entire connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via his chet. To a certain degree, he lost his connection with himself. He has a nefesh behemi and a nefesh eloki, and mafli la'asos HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the two of them together, and here he's garing a pirud. He's breaking the interconnection via chet. That brings about, naturally, a tzoik tamid, when a person realizes how close he was to losing everything he had in the world. Va'oset tzedakah kifi kocho. Generally, a chet stems from a darga of ga'ava. So the ego takes over. Tzedakah helps level the field. A person becomes a giver rather than a taker. Misrachik harbe min hadavar shechataba. That's the advice of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Asu siyog la'Torah. If the siyog of Chazal wasn't enough, a person should make his own special siyog. Right? It was someone who's goes through Alcoholics Anonymous, so he won't touch a bottle. It's not a question of not drinking from the bottle. He won't touch a bottle. You know, he makes his own siyogim. Mishaneh shmo, k'lomar ani acher. Ve'eni oso ha'isha osa osam ha'masim. This is not just a question of psychology. This is within halacha. We know the ger shenolad, kekotan shenolad dame. And hu adin ha'bal tshuva is considered to be a new entity, a new person. The Mishaneh Shmo is simply the external, but in reality, there's a halacha that if a kohen kills someone, he can't duch it. Yedechem domim mileyu. If the hands have blood on them, one can't duch it. But if a kohen who is rotzeach is chozer b'tshuva, there's a day already that he can duch it. What about his hands? They're not his hands. His hands are not the hands that they were. Kolamar ani acher eni oso ha'isha oso osam ha'asim u'meshana ma'asav kulam l'tova. This isn't in terms of the area of the chait. That was previously. Misrachi karbi min hadavar shechataba. Let's say a person ate macholos asuros. So he'll be very, very careful to stay away from any non-kosher restaurant, stay away from a supermarket that has a non-kosher aisle. He'll make his harchakot over here. Meshana ma'asav kulam l'tova. It means that this person is now going to come to shul on time, that this person is going to be koveya, a seder of learning every day. Namely, that if you're a different person, if you're a baal teshuva, you're a different person. Different person has a different personality. V'gola mimekomo. Again, this is similar to tzedaka, that you know, you take away your ego. Golus mechaperes avon goremes olu hikanav liot onav ushval ruach. That we pointed out in Geras HaRamban, that the first step to being Yirei Shamayim is being an onav. When there's an onav, then one moves over to Yiras Hashem. So hu hadin, the Baal Tshuva, part of the process of Tshuva is a process of Kenia. He's surrendering to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He admits that he messed things up. It's not easy to admit. The vidui is part of that process of Kenia. It's a form of a hishtachava to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so all of these are midarkei tshuva. They show that the tshuva is sincere because it affects him in all areas of his life. B'shevach gadol halacha hei. B'shevach gadol l'shav sheyisvad debarabim v'yodia p'sha'av lahem. That this is all part of the process of busha that a person should put himself through in order to that he shouldn't return to the avera. Umegala averos shebeino leben chavero laacherim. Va'amar lahem amnam chatasi leproni vasisi lo kach v'kach. I was a no-came, I was a no-tear, whatever I did in the area benanu chavero. Hareini hayom shav umitnachem. V'kol hamitga'e ve'eino modi'e lemachasef shav. Ain shuva so gemura. You know, this is not fessing up. There's some area in which he feels that he still wants to hide from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar machasep shav lo yatzliach. The medra amurim. Here's where Rabbi Akiva comes in. Ba'avera shaben adam lamakom bechavero. There, a person should get up in public and explain what is wrong with what he did. Here we have the pasuk of Ashri Nasui Pesha Kasui Chato Azus Panim Hilo Im Gilam. In other words, a person should have such busha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be mefarsim it would be a perverse gava. El Shav Lufnei Hakel Baruch Hu Uporet Chatav Lufanav Umitvade Aleihem Lufnei Rabim Stam. Tells the rabbi, I'm an avarian. But in terms of the pirut, that's lefanav. Horeit chataav lefanav from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klapi the rabbim, that should be stam. Tova hilo shalitit galah avono, shenemar ashrei nesui pesha kesui chataa. So the Rama brings in Rabbi Akiva, but not in the context of vidui. The vidui, in order for it to be meaningful, has to have pirut achet. But that should be between the person and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klapi chutz. There should be such a sense of busha that on the level in Olam HaMakom that it should be kesui chata. On the level in Olam HaChavero, there pum fakert, there the busha bedafka is that what is megala his state lebifnei chaverim. Okay, b'li neder, tomorrow continue halachot.